Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We have a very controversial teaching that will be coming tonight. Of course, I'm controversial. Jesus was controversial. And I'm not here to delight, educate, uplift. I'm here to teach the truth of God's word. We have a serious problem in the body of Christ worldwide, and even especially in America. You know, God's word says in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9, the things that have been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. There anything wherefore it may be say, see, this is new. It had been already of old time, which was before us. There's nothing new. God is familiar with what's going on in the world. He is familiar with how Christians are acting and carrying themselves worldwide. He is familiar of the misinterpretation of Jesus Christ in Scripture. He is familiar of the Baptist Church denying the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the evidence of speaking in tongues. He is aware and he sees the racism that has been in the body of Christ for over 456 years in the United States. We got a serious, serious problem here in America for these so-called Christians. And there are Christians worldwide that's really not Christians. They believe that Jesus is the Son of God, but they also twisted themselves with doctrines of devils. Let me say this, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this for the last time. This is the 30th or the 40th time. When I say this, I don't get a lot of audience. I don't get a lot of feedback. I don't get no offerings. But I can't please man. I got to say what God tells me to say. And there are Christians in America that is so deceived. I know three of them. The first one I'm going to call out is James Jones. Now, this is a Christian who told me that Stonewall Jackson was a good man. This same Christian told me that Trump won the election. I said, did you test the spirit and ask the Lord? He don't know how to test the spirit, because when he came to the deliverance seminar, James Jones, he went to sleep as soon as I was teaching the word of God, spirit of slumber. He said he has a problem with that. I said, so if you got a problem falling asleep under the word, how you know what's true or what's not? He failed to make comment. And then he told me that Stonewall Jackson was a good man. That's not in the Bible. Stonewall Jackson wasn't a good man. The civil rights movement came in the early 50s and 60s, and it started in the Christian church. But when Jesus Christ walked the earth, he never went to vote for nobody. His disciples, I cannot find any scripture in the Bible where his disciples said, you know, Jesus said, come follow me, and I'll make you fishermen of men, Matthew 4:19. I can't recall of any scriptures where the apostle says, let me go and vote and come back and serve you. I am an extremist. I'm a minister of the gospel of Christ. I'm not perfect. But I stand for the gospel. I don't stand for no political party. I stand for the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have Christians, born-again Christians, who definitely can't hear the Holy Spirit at all, such as Shannon Davis. This guy is a threat to Christianity. Shannon Davis, Omega Man Radio. 7 years I had to hear and listen to this fool make a fool out of himself. James Jones made a fool out of himself. Brother Chris Paul, which was a brother of mine, he got mad and told me that he don't want to hear nothing about politics, but he want to hear about Jesus, but he don't want to hear nothing about demons in politics. Well, there are doctrines of devils that is in politics. We got an issue in the United States with Christians taking sides of unholy vessels. I don't vote. I don't have to. I'm not of the world anymore. So I don't go to no booth no more. I'm not even independent no more. As a matter of fact, I can't find in the Bible that any of the apostles or any of Christ's followers went to go vote. Don't show it to me in here, because it's an earthly thing. It's a worldly thing. Christianity is so messed up in America and worldwide that the devil has got into the church with false information that's made up of demons and got people taking sides over political parties in the name of Jesus. You know, they did the same thing 400-500 years ago in America. If they would have understood Exodus chapter 21, verse 16, there would have been no slavery. In the book of Exodus chapter 21, verse 16, the Bible says, "And he that stealeth a man and selleth him, or if he be found in his hand, he shall surely be put to death." God didn't permit no man to sell another man. Well, in America, the American Christians, the Southern Baptist American Christians, and the what you call the Bible Belt. It's a Bible Belt, but it ain't about the Revelation Belt. It's just a book they call the Bible Belt in the South. There was slavery in this country for over 400-500 years. And that one scripture would have really helped a lot of people, but they deceived the poor slaves in thinking and teaching them that masters is a good thing, to be servant to your master, and misinterpret the scripture. And this is what we got today. You have Christians. I don't know if they, well, I know one tongue-talking, spirit-filled Christian, but he just talked tongues. He can't hear God. That's James Jones. I know that Shannon Davis, he don't even speak in tongues, so we ain't even talking about him. I done called him out so many years. He don't speak in tongues. He's just a talk show host that can get deceived and put their trust in a human being and take offense and take offense to what I say. To take offense. Take offense and get upset. Offense. I had Brother Chris Paul, another Christian brother of mine. He got so mad at me. I don't want to hear nothing about no politics. He said he was going to vote for Ramaswamy. Now, here we are casting out Hindu demons in him, and he wants to listen to Ramaswamy. And yet he got altars and all this kind of demonic entities in him, but yet attracted to Swami. And all of them are flunkies to Donald Trump. These are Christians. Paul didn't do that in the Bible. Jesus didn't do it. Peter didn't do it. Why are you Christians, and all of you Christians don't speak for every Christian? This is why I say that this sermon is for people who really don't know anything about Christianity, but yet they claim themselves as Christians, and it's very, very sad. You know, you got to get deliverance from false Christianity. And there's a lot of false Christianity that's going on, especially with the Christians, and they don't speak for me, and they don't speak for the average Christian in America. The evangelical Christians are very deceived. These are the Christians who don't speak in tongues. They're Southern Baptists. They come from influenced lifestyle. They have been enriched on their ancestors' wealth through slavery, and they are still pushing that old money across with this hate. That's not Christianity. Well, someone told me that Jesus, it doesn't matter what color Jesus is. No, it don't matter what color it is, but to the Bible, it does matter. It matter to God, because there are things in the Bible that if we really open up our understanding to, we won't have so much hate in the world for people of color. Why is it that worldwide people of color always have problems? Satan. And why is it people of not of color always oppress people of color? Look at Great Britain, and look what Great Britain did. Look at what the Dutch did going down there in South Africa, and look at what they did down there changing Rhodesia, a minority white Christian organization oppressing of black people. This is happening in America with this Donald Trump movement. I'd be glad when this thing die out and this man go to jail. It's really behind him. You see, the same thing that he did with Fannie Lewis was the same thing that they did with the Black Panthers, how they infiltrated the Black Panther Party because they was afraid of the Black Panthers. Am I a Black Panther? I'm a Christian now. Was I a Black Panther? Yes, I was. Is Black Panthers was evil? Not when I was one, because I used to see my mother feed people and bag foods and get black people off food stamps. The Black Panther Party is no institution, but tell James Jones, tell him, Chris Paul, tell him, what's his name, Shannon David, they say that they're communists, but they saying something and not understanding the true meaning of these groups. These groups was organized. Thank God that they did it in the flesh. If they would have did it by the spirit, it would have had some outcome to it. But it didn't. And anytime in America, when you go after people who have established this nation and who have stolen it from other people, and what they do is to try to pinpoint your weakness if you're going to come after them, and that's what happened with Donald Trump dealing with Fannie Mae Lewis down here in Georgia. He got it on hold, but God's going to make him suffer. If you Christians call yourself a born-again Christian and you're connecting yourself with a political party, you're not a Christian, okay? You are not a Christian. I'm not affiliated with any political party. You are not a Christian. Jesus tells us to be in the world, and then he tells us to be not of the world. But when you get doctrines of devils that can come in and bring all these theories, these critical race theories, Donald Trump lost the election, and then you people believe a lie and can't test the spirit, this is why you think that you're right and you're wrong. You still have Americans. It took me 7 years. This guy named James Jones, work at AT&T, James Jones. I called him 7 years. He was in denial. 7 years I called him. Now, the Bible says, admonish one, two, or three, let him go. But I had compassion on him because I thought he was a friend. But everybody ain't your friend that say that they're Christian either. I do not support any political party. I support Jesus of Nazareth. No political party will do anything for you. Do you know that the misinterpretation of Jesus is so misinterpreted in the Christian community that very few of you people know anything about Jesus, the real Jesus of Nazareth? You know, no one said to the slaves 400 or 500 years ago anything about Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 21, for the hurt of the daughters of my people. I am hurt. I am black. B-L-A-C-K, astonishment, have taken hold of me. They didn't tell that to the slaves, but yet they had slavery. Also, it still violates, that's what I said, and these are Christians oppressing other people. He that stilleth a man and setteth him, or if he be found in his hand, he shall be put to death. They sold and saved people like it wasn't nothing in America. And now we have a president, former U.S. president, and mostly white Americans, mostly white, very few blacks, but those who are, they don't come from the 60s generation. They're 80s and 90s babies because they never struggled to get the freedom that they got. They never had to struggle about it because we gave it to them. So what they do is try to bring everybody into the picture and not remember the sufferings of what their older counterparts had to go through to get independence to vote in this country. It took bloodshed for Americans to vote. But the new generation born in the 80s and 90s, they don't understand that. They get mad at the Mexicans. They get mad at everybody else. But they ain't getting mad at the devil. It is the devil that is working all of this hate against each other. Nothing but the devil. Now, I went to a Southern Baptist church recently. And they gave me a very cold, as a matter of fact, they didn't even clap. But they invited me to come speak. And I said the same thing that I'm saying to this Southern Baptist Church. Oh, I walked out of there very safely because I had a 40 caliber up behind my back and in my car. I had an AK-47 with about 3,500 rounds. So I really wasn't worrying about nothing because I was going to go in there, and if anybody would have offended me or if I found my life online, I would have took action to defend myself. And they invited me to come, and they told me, where are you getting these scriptures at? Why is it that you got to show these scriptures about this man being black in the Bible? You bring in divisions. People don't like the truth because people have been misinformed and miseducated about the Bible. Black people are all in the Bible. Now, I do know of some that I can give you scriptures in reference to in Psalm of Solomon, chapter 1, Psalm of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 5, it says, I am black, but comely, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, as the tents of Kedar, as the curtains of Solomon. Look not upon me because I am black, because the sun have looked upon me. My mother's children were angry with me. They made me the keeper and the vineyard, but my own vineyard have I not kept. They really got angry at me at the Southern Baptist Church. They didn't want me to say that. They want me to take that out. No, I'm not going to take that out because it's in the Bible. There is another gospel that's pushing Christianity worldwide, and it doesn't have the scriptures to back it up. It's a prosperity gospel. It is a political gospel. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and his disciples, I can't find any scriptures in the Bible. I can't find any in the Bible that said they went and vote. You know, we are one kind of every flesh of man, according to 1 Corinthians 15:39. There's no color in Christ. But in America, they do that. That's the gospel that you have came out of. That's this other Jesus that I have been teaching and talking about for the past 15 years. This other Jesus is very prevalent in the church. And he's very, very deceptive Jesus. God doesn't like racism. Let me refresh you because you need to get delivered from some things, a lot of you who don't know the truth. I would like for you to please turn to your Bible to 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10, King James Version. And as you read this, it says, for whoremongers and for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured, P-E-R-J-U-R-E-D, perjured persons. Definition of perjured, evidence involving unwillfully, untruths, characterized by perjury, of tearing a person's character down. And this is what politicians do. That ain't in the Bible. Margaret Sarah Green says that she's a Christian, but yet she don't even believe in the Holocaust at all. You got a lot of clowns out here representing Jesus that don't even know the Bible. Donald Trump is an unsaved man. He is not saved. There's no salvation in Donald Trump. There's no fruits of the Holy Spirit in him, but he can go sell Bibles, tennis shoes, cologne, stop someone else who put themselves in trouble, not understanding when you're dealing with people in high positions of power, you better have your ducks in order because they're going to come after you. And they got after Samuel Willis. Now, that holds him up. You even have the Supreme Court. These are so-called Samuel Alito. He says he's a Christian, but he took the flag. He turns it upside down. Now, I'm going to get very vocal, not in cuss words, but very militant in street words because I got to get this out. We have a house nigger. House niggers are a threat to African-American people. Tim Scott embarrasses himself and get on. He's a born-again Christian and get on to tell Donald Trump, I love you. How you going to love somebody who ain't saved? But yet he was able to quote, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Psalms 122, verse 6. But he loves Trump. He's bucking for position. Ramaswamy. You see, all these people hanging outside are speaking against Donald Trump because this is a part of America that don't want change. It's no different than the Ku Klux Klan. It's just now in suits and ties, and they are in positions of a powerful, such as senators and congressmen. And they're going to do whatever it takes to follow Donald Trump to send people straight to hell if you follow them. I'm quite sure this ain't going to be no good, pleasurable conversations to people who are racist, because if you are, you will probably be exploding right now in your head or in your mind. God doesn't like racism. I don't like racism. And racism, you need to get delivered from, because it is a problem. It's been taught down from generation to generation. I'm the only deliverance minister that I know that deals with racism. I try to deal with it, and I try to really be honest in trying to get this across and not be biased, because I don't like another Jesus. This other Jesus is pouring out very heavy in churches every day. Churches that believe in prosperity, not Christ. The Son of God had not a place to lay his head. The kingdom of God is not based on earthly things and earthly values and earthly rules and regulation. It does not match with the kingdom of God. And then you got Christians on earth being deceived, invoking themselves with political parties, invoking themselves with doctrines of demons, QAnon and Proud Boys. This is white racism. And it's out blunt. And the reason why the majority of white Americans in America, not worldwide, because there are some beautiful white people. Beautiful. I know some beautiful ones in Finland. My brother loves me. He helps me more than any black person I ever seen. Okay? And I love him, and he helps me and supports me. I love these people. I love everybody. But you can't have hate as part of Christianity. Anything that fuels up hate that's not in the Bible, that brings division, is not of God. And when you're trying to mix politics with Christianity, it's not going to work. It don't work. We need to stay out of this. You got Christians believing that Donald Trump is a born-again Christian. Can you believe this? That shows you how unmilked and unfed they are in the Word of God. Because the Lord will show you and give you discernment who's who. Joe Biden's a Catholicism. He's Catholic. He ain't saved. I was Catholic. I know Joe Biden more than any of you because I was Roman Catholic. I know what he's praying to. Hail Mary, full of grace, Lord is with thee. Blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sins now and our death. Amen. Then you go to communion, get in the box and tell the man to forgive you for sins. And he go out and sprinkle himself some water and take the body of Christ and Lamb of God, take away the sin of the world. And go through this routine every day and don't read the Bible. So they're going to go straight to hell because that ain't in Scripture. Anything that I said. You got movements that's being pushed by the devil and that's bringing divisions with born-again Christians. God's word is the only way to live, to go by, and to understand God's written word. In God's written word, if you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 39, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 39, King James Version, we see something. In the King James Version of 1 Corinthians 15, 39, it states, all flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fish, and another of bird. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, and that's us who are born again Christians, are supposed to love each other. We're not supposed to be angry at a brother who wants to be a Republican slave whooper out of ignorance. And even when you try to tell them the truth, they get angry at you. Brother Paul is a good brother in the Lord. I've been knowing for 20-something years. He blessed me with a lot of computers. And the Holy Spirit was telling me to get him about on Donald Trump. Here he's trying to get deliverance and yet still supporting an unsaved man, but yet you're trying to get deliverance from demons. I don't think that's going to work. That's like me wanting cocaine, and then I'm coming here preaching to you. I couldn't preach under cocaine. Cocaine is not of the kingdom of God. Cocaine will run my blood pressure up. Cocaine will give me a heart attack. Why would I want to do that? We are playing with a deadly thing by trying to interpret the Spirit of God without God's approval or his written scripture. And God doesn't like it. Let me show you why God doesn't like this foolishness, because it's not of God. I'd like for you to turn to Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. Galatians chapter 3, verse 28, King James Version. It says, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. Donald Trump doesn't believe that. Donald Trump has gag orders to show you how racist America is and how much leniency that they give him. It's an American court. It was designed and created by European settlers under the European jurisdictions of the Constitution of the United States. 13 gag orders, and now you got all these so-called Christians. Ramaswamy definitely ain't no Christian. These people are bucking for positions for power under Trump. They want to get in these limousines. They know that they are a lie, and they bind into the lie to sell themselves for fame and for political power. God does not want a true Christian to get involved with that. I'd like to give you a scripture also concerning racism, because if you are caught up into this type of foolishness, it's not of God. Let me give you the next scripture. The next scripture is 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 21. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 21, King James Version. In the King James Version of the Bible, 1 Timothy 5, 21 reads, I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels that thou observe these things without preferring one before another, doing nothing by partiality. Well, partiality is racism. God does not want us to do that to black people or to white people, or white people to black people. Why is it that Satan is deceiving so many Christians to make them believe that this unsaved president, 74 million Americans, and most of these are Christians, want this man to come back in office? Well, let me remind you, when he was in office, he didn't do nothing when he was in office but put tariffs on China. And then he told you to drink bleach, and it'll stop the virus. He said it'll go away. This is what he told you. He said, drink bleach. He degraded black people on a radio station, on TV. He called black people and African nations shitholes, and he'd take other European people. He tells the Proud Boys to stand back and stand down. No American president has ever done that, and this is the time that we're in. And I doubt if I get two or three people to listen to this, because they don't want to hear it, because their wicked mind is made up. But God's want to give me a warning to judge you. You do it, you're going to pay a price by God. God doesn't like racism. God does not appoint and approve any form of racism. It's been in the church for many years, but not by the Holy Ghost. It was brought in by man and the doctrines of demons. Let's go to Romans chapter 2, verse 9 in the Bible. Get delivered from some of these things. Romans chapter 2, verse 9 and 10, King James Version. In the Bible, it says, in the King James Version of the Bible, Romans 2, 9 and 10 says, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that does evil. That's black, white, purple, or pink. Tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that does evil. So if you're a Christian and you're supporting evil, it's going to come tribulations for you. Now, you're going to pick certain things out, and you don't even ask God, and you're going to try to justify it and pack it into Christianity. I'm not going to let it happen. Because the Bible says that tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that does evil, of the Jew first and also of the Gentile. But glorify God, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also to the Gentiles. These political parties are not working peace. They're working what they call is a policy. James Jones, I know this guy for 20-something years. Matter of fact, he's the one who introduced me to New Wine Radio. James Jones. He came to my meetings at the office on Phoenix Boulevard. He didn't say nothing. Now, back then, when I started my ministry, the first year Obama administration was in office, and I kept preaching the word. I never get caught up in no Obama or none of that because it didn't matter to me. And they may ask me, do you matter? He's the first black president. I'm not of the world. I can care less about that. I care about the kingdom of God more than the kingdom of the world. But he didn't say nothing. James Jones went to church, came to church and see me, carried me to Virginia, and that's when I had a falling out with him. I see a Confederate flag on his wall. I see two Confederate white soldiers. I said, this is offensive to me. That did not represent freedom for me. And he told me that Stonewall Jackson was a good man. And I was supposed to be some dumb nigga and say, okay, sir, I'm the wrong black man for that. I don't go out like that. You see, tribulation will come to you when you teach something wrong or when you have hate for a person that God created in his own image. This hate is going to kill a lot of American people. They are determined to make Donald Trump president. Donald Trump becomes president, he's going to weaponize the Department of Defense. He's going to go after all of his enemies. He's going to pardon every last individual who did treason against the federal government, and he's going to pardon all of them, and he's going to try to pardon himself, but he cannot pardon any state cases. And it's going to be chaos if this man get in office. He does not have any plan. He said he was going to support the Obamacare if substituted. He don't have anything for that. Then he said also that he's going to gut the Constitution of the United States and that he would like to be a dictator for one day. Now, you Christians, by that one day, it's going to be 2 days. How can one man have so much power? Satanic forces. Let me say this again. How can one man have so much power? Satanic forces are behind him. I saw it. The Lord let me see it. It's a dark, horrible shadow. I saw it. I asked this. I said, this is what we're dealing with. It is satanic forces. For satanic forces to be with this man, for him to block 4 court cases and just one pass through, shut down the one that he did when he was on national TV. You are hearing the American president saying, I need 11,500 votes, telling the man, give me some votes. Come on, man. No American president, and you people want this? Let me tell you, the Lord is telling me what's going on. God is changing the culture and the coats of America. And I have to say this because God has told me to tell this to the people. And most Christians here don't want that to happen. The coats are changing. In 2045 to 2050, the majority will be the minority, and the minority will be the majority, because Mexicans and blacks are going to come up more. Not that I wanted to, but that's how God wants it. God changes people's position. He moves people's position. He changes. Also, God has told me that the devil can pick any race and infiltrate that race if that race let him. Satan don't care nothing about no color or no human being. The Bible said he want to steal, kill, and destroy. And I worked with this man named James Jones and Shannon Davis, pitiful, for 7 years and kept trying to tell this man, what is wrong with you? He kept having some excuse. Well, I don't believe it. If you want to believe a lie, a lying spirit in 1 Kings 22:22, God put out a lying spirit, you can believe that. But you got to start coming to the truth of God's word, and it must be the foundation of Scripture in your life. God's word should be the foundation scripture of your life, not any politician, not any preacher, not any organization. We are having some serious problems with this Donald Trump. I spoke out about this man 7 years ago. I am the only internet radio ministry that prophesied that he wouldn't win in office. Now, I'm waiting on the Lord to give me a brother apostle out of Finland told me the Lord revealed to him he's not going to win in office. I'll take that. If he said it, I believe it. But I can say this here in America. There are two types of church systems here. You got the Baptist church. They don't speak in tongues. You got the prosperity ministry. They're just ripping off your money and taking your money and trying to turn Christianity into a oasis of prosperity on earthly things. Well, that is contrary to the scriptures because you need to get delivered from that. Because the Bible says you can't take nothing into this world, and you can't, you definitely can't bring it to heaven. So this is a wrong doctrine that's been coming out in the body of Christ for over 40 or 50 years, since the 80s, this prosperity movement came in. Okay? False teachers, that's all this is. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 3, it says, if any man teach otherwise, consent not the wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrines which is according to godliness. He is proud, knowing nothing, but doing about questions and strifes of words. Wherefore cometh envy, strife, railing, evil surmising. That's what we're doing now. People are hating people because they are, I am not a Democrat. I am not a Republican slave whooper. I am not a Dixiecrat, and I'm not an independent rat. I'm none of them. I don't even vote no more. So I can really say this and be at peace with it because that's not moving me. What's moving me is to obey God and to get something out to people that most pastors won't say. This prosperity is not a form of Christianity at all. When you are going against each other and hating your brother, the Bible said how good it is for brothers to dwell together in unity and in peace. Well, politics does not bring any unity and peace. I don't trust none of them. I don't trust no politician. None. Jesus called a tax collector. That's the first he did. He didn't call no politician. And the devil is playing on a lot of you who don't know the Bible, who don't have any discernment, and you just go about making your own decisions saying, well, this is how I want it. And that's how a lot of people are, I notice. The peace of Jerusalem, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. O feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. Whether the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimonies of Israel, to give thanks unto the Lord's name of the Lord. For there are set thrones and judgments, and thrones and houses of David. And then it says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. They shall prosper that love thee. You got people going and protesting against Israel, and yet they're Christians. They don't know the Bible. You got to get delivered from that because the Bible tells us to pray. You see this Israeli flag? This Israeli flag ain't been on here 2 days. That Israeli flag has been on the back of my wall for 15 years since I've been on broadcast. And it's going to stay on the back of the wall for 15 years. I'm not going to get it off the back of the wall for 15 years. I'm going to keep it on because God tells us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We must do that. Now, the hate that the devil is driving against Christians through politicians are nothing but spirits of separation, anger, frustration, and hate. And we can't be Christians operating like that. I'm going to tell any of you, I don't care who you are, you need to not put your trust in these politicians. They cannot help you. You need to not put your trust in the Lord. And then you get mad when I tell you about Donald Trump ain't no Christian. You're supposed to be a Christian with the Spirit of Christ in you, and this man can't quote two scriptures And what you do, you get mad because I tell you that Donald Trump is an unsaved human being. He is. He's unsaved. Joe Biden's unsaved. Is Barack Obama saved? I don't think so, because if he would, he wouldn't legalize slavery. I don't know what these people are. See, if you're going to be a politician, man, you got to swing with a lot of demons. I can't do that. I'm swinging with the word of God. It is too much hate going out. We're going to have to really pray for this country, because I personally, this is not the Lord. This is me. From my experience, I may be wrong on this one. I didn't say the Lord. Let me say this right now before I make this statement. I am not saying that this is coming from the Lord. I'm speaking of what I see, okay? So what I see don't mean nothing, but I just want to share it. If Donald Trump get in office, it will be a civil war. It's going to be some bloodshed. It's going to be some serious bloodshed. It's going to be some chaos. Poor this man. This man had 13 gag orders. Don't the Bible say obey the laws of the land? Where is that in the scripture? Well, since he's a Christian, how come he not doing that? Obey the laws of the land, King James Version. Where is that at? Obey the laws of the land, King James Version. Here we go. Romans 13:1-2. In the King James Version of the Bible says, obey the government, for God is the one who has put in there. There is no government anywhere that God has not placed in power. So those who refuse to obey the law of the land are refusing to obey God, and punishment will follow. Well, Donald Trump is not obeying the laws of the land, yet he says he's a law and order. 13 gag orders, saying things bad about the man's daughter, saying things bad, coming out of the court line. Only in America that can happen, but not for an African-American, because we don't have the privileges that Donald Trump had, because America is still racist. There won't be a black man doing what Donald Trump is doing, because this is a definitely racist country. Just recently in my home state of Georgia, I am from Alabama, an African-American Air Force airman from the United States Air Force opened the door and it was shot by a white police officer, gunned down. Gunned down. Governor George Abbott, a white Republican governor, pardoned a white army soldier who shot and killed a black man in Black Lives Matter in 2021, and now he just got pardoned. God doesn't like injustices like this. So what the devil is making a certain race of people doing is change the laws and fix it as they will. Look at the Supreme Court, how there's no monitoring toward what they say or what they do. And Clarence Thomas' wife got involved with the election overturn, and he will not recuse himself for anything. That's not God. Mr. Alito takes the American flag, a Supreme Court gesture that's supposed to be bipartisan, turns the flag upside down. Now, do I believe that abortion is a sin? Yes, it is. Do I believe in abortion? Do I believe in non-abortion? I don't believe in none of them. I believe that God gives people a will to sin and not sin. And I don't believe that the government should give laws whether you can sin or not. In that case, then write the laws whether you can fornicate, write the laws whether you're going to commit adultery, you can overeat, then the government need to write laws and start putting people in jail for everything in the Bible. They can't control one thing that's a sin and say it's a Christian organization. It is not. No political party is a Christian organization. These people are in position for power on earth. It does not represent the power of God. It does not represent the glory and the kingdom of Jesus Christ, because Jesus says, my kingdom is not of this world. I pray and hope that you wake up, and I pray that you get on your knees and pray for your country, and pray that God gives any of you, wherever you at or whatever country that you're in, mercy, and fast and pray that when God puts someone in office, God can take them out. Now, I want to show you something. If Trump get back in office, God want him in office, and I know there'll be judgment on God. Psalms chapter 75, King James Version. Let's go to Psalms chapter 75. Psalms chapter 75, King James Version. Okay, and it reads here, unto thee, O God, do we give thanks unto thee. Do we give thanks for that thy name is near, thy wonderful works declare? When I shall receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. The earth and all the inhabitations thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillars of it, Shelah. That means to meditate. God deals with this. I said unto the fools, deal not foolishly, and to the wicked, lift not up thy horn. Lift not up your horn on high. Speak not with a stiff neck, that's pride. For promotions cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge that put it down one and set it up another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is a full mixture, and he poured out of the same. Dreads therefore all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. But I will declare forever, I will sing praise to God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked also will be cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. So God, he puts people in place, and he puts people out of place. If God wants Donald Trump to come back in office, ain't nothing that I can do about it. But if we pray and ask God to please remove and give our country some sanity, it would be nice. But God has the last word. We are in some serious last days. People are believing anything. People are going to certain churches to believe certain doctrines that's not even biblical in the Bible. You need to get away from this so-called false Christianity and come to Jesus of Nazareth. Come to the one who can heal. Come to the one who can give you revelation. Come to the one who can cast out demons. Come to the one who rests on the Sabbath. Come to the one who speaks in tongues. Come to the one who lay hands on sick. Come to one for the prophetic word. Come to the one that gives you the Ten Commandments. Come to the one to give you sanctification. Come to one to give you justification. Come to one to give you reconciliation. Come to one who has set you apart and call you his son, and stay out of the world. Jesus say, be in the world, but be not of the world. And if you get yourself involved with these politics and all this foolishness, that is not of the world. It is earthly. God bless you. Pray for America. We are in some serious turmoil in this country. And wherever you at, pray for your country and get on your knees. God is the one who can put in power, and God is the one who can take out power. Please sow a seed to Live Deliverance Internet Radio. We would appreciate if you would sow a seed. Go to www.livedeliverance.com. See it on the left-hand icon. I get a lot of people mad, but those who are really honestly truthful to God, I ask that God move on your heart and help us. If I'm talking to someone who is living this, I doubt they won't hear it because they have a stiff neck. They don't like the truth. And when people don't like the truth, they brush it off like it ain't nothing. But you have been warned. God does not want us involved with no politics as Christians. Go vote, ask the Lord, stay out of the politics, and put your trust in the Lord, especially not in Donald Trump. This is the worst American president. I said that to Shannon Davis years ago, and he just sent me a letter saying Geno Jenkins said that he's not a Christian. I've been telling him that 7 years ago, and now he wants me back on his radio station. No, I don't want to come on his radio station. I've had falling out with Brother Paul, Chris Paul, a good friend of mine. He said, don't talk to me anything about no politics. Talk to me about demons. Because he said he liked Ramaswamy, and yet he getting delivered from spirits from Eastern religion and trying to get demons out of him, but yet still supporting an unsaved man to become the president of the United States, and yet he say he's speaking tongues. See how messed up he is? This is how Christians are messed up. God bless you, and shalom to you. Stonewall Jackson's a good man. Give me a call, Stonewall. I need to talk to you now, Stonewall Jackson. A good man.